Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay, I need everybody to mute themselves.
Fern, you heard me?
Please, I need everybody muting themselves. Mute. Okay? All right. So we're on Daf Dalet tonight. Everybody with Daf Dalet, let's all focus. So we're a few lines from the top. So the Gemara says on the fourth line, but Amarava on line four on Dalet, 4a, page 7. Amarava, hi, Surban Rabbanan. He gets angry, means like the Torah is really like in him that's like boiling over. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi, the seventh narrow line. In other words, because he's still a Torah, he's a lot of more different sensitivities. In other words, he's still a Torah, he has an idea how maybe how should people behave, whether it's been Adam Chaveiro, been Adam Machom, and he gets upset about things that he sees. He says, so it upsets him more than other people because he's so filled with Torah. So the Gemara is teaching you have to judge him favorably. He gets him, he's worked up. So back in the Gemara, my words are like fire, Hashem feels. So like the person, Tam Chacham, he's like on fire. You know, he's upset, or maybe he sees this, that, the other. So he says, Ba'amar Avashi, called Tamid Chacham Shir Kashet Kabarzel. Tamid Chacham is not tough like iron. You know, Tamid Chacham, he's not steadfast. He's, you know, he says, Shinemar, Kateshi Uchapatich, Yifotse Salad. So the beginning of the Pasuk is, Hello, Kodri Ka'ish Namashan. Please, I need everybody to be muted. Stop unmuting yourselves. Okay, I'm muting everybody again. Don't unmute yourself, okay? Now, he says, like a hammer will break a rock. That's where the Talmud Chacham is. He's got to have like some toughness in him. So, Amrli Rabbi Abba Ravashi. Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, Atun Li Hatam Matnitudla. So, you learn it from there. Typically, when the Gemara uses it, it would mean that Ravashi is in Pavel and Rabbi Abba would be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if that's the case here, but that would be typical. You learn the idea from that Pasuk. We learn the same idea, but we learn it from a different pasuk. Dichtiv, Eretz Asher Avanei Barzel, land whose stones are iron. This is describing Eretz Yisrael, like what a wonderful land it is. Al tikrei Avaneha, don't read it Avaneha, ela Boneha. It was going to darshan the word, not Avaneha, Boneha. It's builders, and the builders mean are the Talmidei Chachamim, like we say every Shabbos, Al tikrei Boneich, ela Boneich. That the two builders are the Talmidei Chachamim, and Rashi says Boneha Talmidei Chachamim Mekayim Olam Bevin Yanehu. He says so it means that the builders are like Barzel, like Avaneh Barzel. Not the stones are like Barzel, but the builders are like Barzel. The Talmidei Chachamim are like Barzel. So Amar Ravina, Afilu Hachmi Baylein Inish Lemelech Nafshei Benichuta. Ravina says notwithstanding the foregoing, a person has to habituate himself to be calm. Now, there's a machloket among the Mefarshim. Is Ravina disagreeing with Ravashi, or is he agreeing and kind of just hedging it in? In other words, Ravashi says, if a Talmud Chacham, Rava says, he's going to be like fire, you know, and Ravashi says he's got to be tough like Barzel, and then Ravina's saying he's got to be calm. So is that a disagreement, or is he just saying maybe that he has to make an outward showing of that, but inside not be angry? Like take anger from your heart. Okay, let me just Google piece of this, and we'll pause in 1 minute. So you have a little piece on this. Okay. So first he quotes on the Marsha here. The Marsha says that everyone agrees that anger is a negative character trait. However, the Torah, which is likened to fire, Eshtah, emanates spiritual heat and intensity, which naturally causes the Torah scholar to become easily heated and excited. As Rava says early in the Gemara, a right to the Kamaratach, one's Torah knowledge can cause it to become heated. Rabina is merely saying that one who lacks this natural tendency has evidently not acquired sufficient Torah and is not a true Talmud Chacham. He says, Rabina, however, cautions that even though one's passionate nature may be a result of his Torah knowledge, he should exercise extra self-control and discipline himself to remain calm at all times. So it sounds like according to Marsha, Ravina is disagreeing with Ravashi. And it was Ravina saying that even though you may feel, you know, motivated that way, but you got to keep the harness on, you got to keep it under control. Well, alternatively, The Meiri explains that Ravina is not suggesting becoming angry regarding personal matters, but rather regarding sinful behavior. And when he says Ravina, I think he means Ravashi. Although anger is generally to be avoided, Tamei Chacham is expecting compassion when witnessing wrongdoing. Ravina nevertheless cautions one to subdue his emotions and admonish the sinner gently, so he should pay heed to his words. Moreover, says the Meiri, even if one's anger is justified, Ravina advises him to try to calm down quickly, because harboring anger for an extended period of time can be detrimental to one's health. So either it means, you know, like you'll be more effective if you, you know, cool it a little bit as a Tamei Chacham, or, you know, you need to calm down afterwards, you know, you want to make it in Rabbanus. Now, the Gurus Ari, who's the Shagas Aryeh, asks that we see from the Gorm Pesachim that it's wrong for Tamei Chacham to be angry, even witnessing wrongdoing. Reish Lakish and the Gorm Pesachim and Samach Vav, because the Moshe Rabbeinu forgot some of his Torah knowledge, because he allowed himself to get angry at the troops who took the Midianite women into captivity. The Gemara says, Vayiksof Moshe al Pekudei Chayil. And Parshas Matod, so Moshe Rabbeinu got angry concerning the soldiers, you know, they came back with all these women, and he felt they should have executed them. And then he forgot the dinim of Giulei Kalim. He forgot the dinim for Hechsher Kalim. So he says the Elazar has to tell them what to do with the Kalim. So even though the troops acted incorrectly, Moshe was fault for getting angry instead of admonishing them gently. Rav Ari answers that Ravashi condones anger in instances in which the Tamei Chacham discerns that his rebuke will be heeded only if conveyed in a harsh and heated manner. In other words, there's one idea that sometimes, like, a Tamei Chacham has to leave a show of anger so the people will respond. In other words, you could be right. You could be a Rebbe in a class, and some of them aren't behaving properly. So you have to make a show of anger, but not that you should actually be angry, you know, with Nemius, but you have to make a show of that anger. It could be a rabbi in a shul, too. You know, what? It could be. He says, now, in the case of the troops who seized Midianite women, it was determined that anger was not essential, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was faulted. Rabbeinu Gershom interprets Kashet Kabarzel as meaning Kashet Ratzot, difficult to appease and placate. So what does Kashet Kabarzel mean? So we mean like tough, steadfast, but Rabbeinu Gershom means difficult to calm down. So this seems to contradict the Mishnah in Avot, which says that a chassid is one who's Kashet Lachos Shanoch Ratzot. It's hard to get him angry, but he's easily calm down. Rabbeinu Yonah comments that even if he gets angry, the one who violates the Torah is quick to calm down. So that's a steer. So if we follow Rabbeinu Gershom's shot, there's a steer between this and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. In other words, here it says, Kashik HaBarzel, which Rabbeinu Gershom interprets is he's slow to calm down. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says in Masechet Avot, he's Kashik HaBarzel. So through Moshe Feinstein, reconciling this contradiction, explains that if a Rav gets angry at those who disobey his ruling, and then becomes easily appeased, his constituents will suspect he lacks confidence. In the future, they will be reluctant to accept his decisions. In other words, if one man is angry, then he's going to calm down. He's a pushover. Ravashi is saying that a Tamei Chacham must possess strength of conviction. Mishnah Avot encourages one to become easily appeased, only one will not apply lack of conviction in one's halakhic decisions. Okay, it's a difficult thing, you know, putting all the elements together. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Now, we hooked into this whole thing. We're really talking about all the different shvachim. And welcome back to Michael Franken. As I said before, Michael's giving this up on Thursday night. Michael, on Thursday, you need to use the Sunday link to take your phone, but you need to use the Sunday thing. And I told all of them, and I'll send an email as well. Okay? All right. So we're on Daf Dalet tonight. So in yesterday's Gemara, we got into a discussion about, you know, whether the person, like, you know, we said that Mashiva Ruach and Morita Tal, the Kishim doesn't hold back the Ruach, he doesn't hold back the Tal, he doesn't hold back the Avim. And as a result of that, we started talking about the seed going through the cloud of earth, and then we hooked into Tamidei Chachamim. Okay, so now the Gemara moves into a different topic, subject to connection with Geshem. So we're around 10 lines down on Dalet Amud Aleph. So Amr B'Shul Bar Nachmani, Amr B'Yonatan, Shloshash Shalu Shalu Kahogen. There were three people, and again, this is subject to, at the end, it's going to relate to the rain, but you have to be patient with it. He says, three people in Tanakh asked improperly, the Shnaim Heshivu Kahogen, three were responded, they got a good response, one got not a good response. The Eluhain, Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer the servant of Avram, the Sha'uben Kish, Sholomela, the Yitzhak Giladi. Eliezer Eved Avram, the Thiv, Bayana Rash Omar, the Hatinak Kadesh, the Gomer, it says that whichever, you know, woman comes out, and I'll say, you know, lower down your pitcher, and I want to drink from it, And then she says, yeah, I'll give it to you and I'll give it to the animals. That's the one that Hashem is, as the, you know, assigned to be a shidduch for Yitzchak. So based on his statement, so maybe, in other words, let's say the girl could say that, but she might be lame. She might be blind. And she vote to Hogan in his Damlo Rivka. So Hashem nevertheless answered properly, and he got Rivka. Now, if you look in the Tosos, look at the 1, 2, 3, the fourth Tosos, Osuma, in the middle of that Tosos, it says Vim Tomar. In the Tosos that begins, around, you know, six lines down in the Tosos, Vim Tomar, Hikamar, Shalal Yezu Shaloka Hogan. What does the Gemara mean that he asked him properly? Bahalo Amar, Ella, Asher Omar, Latina, Kadeh. All he said is, with the one that I'll say that you lower down your pitcher, that's the Shidduch, and she'll answer responsibly. So if he, Eliezer, would see that she's lame or she's blind, he won't say anything to her. In other words, the Gemara is saying he, Eliezer, didn't ask properly. Because based on his statement, he could end up with a Chigeret or a Summa. But the Tosa is saying he's going to go up to the woman. So if he sees someone is blind, someone's a Chigeret, he's not going to go over to her. Yeshlomar Dahati Perusha. Yechol Afilu Chigeret, Afilu Summa. It could be like she's got a prosthetic leg and he doesn't see it. She's all covered over. Osuma, you know, she's got beautiful eyes. But ain't a roa cloud, she can't see, so he won't realize it. So it could be she'd be the Sigara Osuma and he may not realize it. Based on his statement, he's not qualifying it. So the Gemara takes. Yeah, no. So the Gemara takes it that it's a mum. Let's look at Rashi on the 20th narrow line of Rashi. I feel here if you assume the piece of Pirish for Shilato, but if sure she a balat mum, well, you've been balat yes or be kahana. The Gemara takes it that a woman that's a Gerard or Suman that's a mum, and so he wants one, you know, a wife without a mum. In other words, I was saying this to Rabbi Kaka today. He was saying, like, you know, if a man he knows and he agrees to it, that's fine. But, you know, it's still viewed as being a mum. What? Hey, Sharif, yeah. He says, Vaya Nara. So Nara would, I assume, be an unmarried girl. That's what I assume. But in other words, in his statement, he's not qualifying other than that. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. And that's the way Rabbi Packer explained it to me. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Sha'uban Kish, the Chiv, Vaya Yishichi Akenu, Yashrono Melech Osher Gadol, Bibito Yitaino. So this is when Shaul and his army are facing Goliath, you know, Goliath Hagiti, and he makes an offer, and the offer is the one who's able to defeat Goliath, so the king will make him very wealthy, and he's going to give him his daughter in marriage. So based on that offer, it could even be that the person coming forward might be an Eved, presumably an Eved Kanani, or be a Mamzer. He says, Heshivoka Hogan. Nevertheless, he got a proper response. He says, Zamein lo David, and he got David Amela. So that part worked out well. He says, now, Yiftaf HaGiladi, and Dechti Vayah Yotzei Shrei Tzimi Daltei Beiti, we go there, and says, you know, Vahaliti Ola Lashem. So Yiftach goes to war, and he's doing war with Bnei Amon, and he says, you know, if I'm successful when I get home, so the thing that comes first out of the door of my house, I'll offer is an ola to Hashem, and the first thing out of his door is his daughter. So yachol afilu davar tameh. So based on his statement, it can even be like a dog or a pig will come out of the house. I don't know where they're keeping the animals, but that's the idea. Now the Gemara learns. The Gemara has a question whether, you know, certainly a dog or a pig would never be offered as a korban. The only question is whether he has to, like, be poded or something like that. So that's the question of the Gemara. But certainly with the daughter would never be offered as a korban, and that's who ends up coming out with the daughter. And then the other issue with the daughter is, you know, a person's only makdish dabar that's his. I can only, in other words, I can't be makdish, you know, Michael's car or his house because I don't own it. So I can't designate somebody else as a korban. In other words, that's his daughter. But either way, hang tight. It says Heshivoshlo Kohogan. So Shem responded to him not properly, or not, I mean, like, with a, not a, a good response, is Damnalo Bito. Behind the Kamalu Navi Israel, that's what the Navi Yirmiyah says to Israel, Hatzri Ein Begilad in Rofein Sham. There's no Tzari, no bomb in Gilead, is there no doctor there, which Chazal understand it to be Tzari, meaning that Pinchas was the Kohen Gadol during that period of time, and he was a Navi, and that Yiftach should have gone to Pinchas, and Pinchas would have gone to the Neder. And it doesn't even sound like it really needs a Heter, but he would have told them that he's Mutar. So Hatzri and Begalad and Rofei and Sham. It was, why are you sticking around? Why don't you go to Pinchas? So let's go slowly with this. So let's look at Rashi. So they weren't happy in Shemayim with what took place. And let's look at the Ba'ath of the Dalit. He says, because of his arrogance. I'm the shofet. I'm the leader. It's, you know, I shouldn't have to go to Pinchas. Pinchas is a lavo esol yiftach shunavi, and that was brought down in Bereishis Rabba. Now, there's a question: what happens to the daughter of Yiftach? Quit some shot to me, ends up offering her as a korban, but according to others, just puts her away in a tower for all those years. So let's look at the last toast post. He says, last toast post, I know Kamal Navi Israel, Hasrim Galad and Rafain Sham, Lomar Latir Nidro Yiftach, Bahaba Pinchas, Milo Lak Yiftach a slow, Lahatir Nidro, and Matil Kasib Rufo Amar Loelech a slow, Shanisho Faith and Agid, Elegia Boetli, he should come to me. Pinchas Tamar, Lake Gaboy, Pinchas said he should come to me, Dana Navi. In the end, they were both punished. Yiftach somehow his limbs fell off before he was died. I don't know what the whole thing was, but it says that he's buried by Aregilad in the cities of Gilad. In other words, he's one body, but he's buried in Aregilad in the cities. He says, Upinchas nenash tativ. It says that previously Hashem was with him, but then he wasn't with him afterwards. This is the same Pinchas from Chumash. I'll teach us that he lived a long time. Okay, now, no, Eliyahu, right? They say Eliyahu was Pinchas. Okay, now, let's just see for a minute. All right, let me just finish off the Gemara and then we'll talk. Okay. So, okay, now, okay, let's see what he says. Now, the Gemara quotes Pasuk, Uchtiv, Ashlotzi, Biti, Blo, Divarti, Lo, Talibi. We have three phrases. This is in Yirmiyam, like, which I didn't command, I didn't say to, it didn't occur to me. Ashlotzi, Biti, Zebino, Shalmesha, Malach, Moab. It refers to the son of Mesh, the king of Moab. Shinemar, Bekach, Beno, Bechor, Shim, Lo, Tata, Be'ali, Wolo. He says he offered as an ola, and some say he was like to serve Hashem. He offered him as an ola, his son. Lo dibarti is a yiftach. In other words, I never said the yiftach to put away his daughter, or according to the portion, would say he offered her. Lo al tali bin to Yitzchak ben Avram. In other words, it never occurred to me that Yitzchak would be sacrificed, but he was brought on the mizbeah. So Amar Brechia, and this is the connection now to our Masechta. Amar Brechia. Knesset Yisrael shalash lo kohen, but shbarach lo yishiv kohen. The Knesset Yisrael is the Jewish people, the congregation of Israel. They asked improperly. Hashem gave them like a proper answer. Shneimar b'nidani defal adar Hashem. We're gonna know. We want to know. We want to pursue to know God. Kishachar nachon motzao, like the morning. It's like a set place. B'avok geshem lanu, that Hashem should come to us like the rain. In other words, it's always like favorable, like we want it. So Amar La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says La, means the Jewish people. B'ti Ashuel Devar Shpamim B'Pakeshpaminim Kadosh. In other words, you want me to come to you like rain, but rain is not always, you know, favorable. He says, Aval. In other words, sometimes rain comes at the wrong time, and then it's not good. He says, look at Rashi. 5 lines to the bottom. The rain comes in the summer, it's not good. So he says, back in the Gemara, last down the line, I'll be something that's always desirable to you. I'll be like Tal. Tal always comes, Tal is always good. Another request they made, that, and that's the connection about Tal and Geshem. Place me like a seal or a ring on your heart, on your arm. You're asking for something which isn't always visible. In other words, if it's on a person's heart or the arm, it's covered over. I'm going to make something which is always apparent. I describe you on my palms of my hand. And Rashi quotes one pshat. He says that first could be, if you look at Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom. He says when a person is, you know, undressed and his arm and his opposite his heart, when he's dressed, you don't see those areas. But the palm of the hand is always visible. That's the first shot. So the second shot that Rashi has, and by the way, the Rashi's here, this Rabbi Roblowski mentioned to me, it's not the Rashi's on this Masechta, and I saw in the Masechta, they quote the Maris Chayas, the Maris Chayas says the Rashi's on the Masechta, not the Rashi's. He says there's too many stereos between these Rashi's and the elsewhere. So he says, Al-Kapayim means like in the heavens. That's what he calls Al-Kapayim. He says, Surat Adam Shu B'Kisei. The tour of man is on the Kisei Kavod, which is, you know, Yaakov Avinu. Right, Yaakov Avinu. So, but, you know, extension, the Chayin Yisal L'Bavinu Al-Kapayim. So whoever this Mepharish is, he's quoting his Rebbe, like we'll lift up our hearts, Al-Kapayim means. So that's another shot. All right. Describing you, the Jewish people, Yaakov, you know, the progenitor of the Jewish people on the Kisei Kavod. Anyway, those are the Pshatim. Okay, who's comments to us on anything so far? Are we good? Okay, let's go on.
Wait, I have a question. Right? Could you backtrack a little bit more about the connection?
The connection with what? With what, Ruth?
It says here that that you're introduced to a whole new topic here with the Yiftach, and there's a Kesher here, and I heard you say that, but I didn't quite hear what the Kesher is.
The connection between what and what?
Between we're talking about the Geshem and the
right. So it means that the price that was quoted. But the key is the last part of the brisa. The last part is that Hashem will be like rain. In other words, Klal Yisrael asked that Hashem should be like rain, and Hashem says the rain isn't always appropriate. So I'm going to be like Tal to you. I'll be like dew to you.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. Now. All right. So everybody mute themselves. We're 3 lines from the bottom. Angel and Hashem with Hulei. Now, in the Mishnah, it was, again, we spoke about yesterday, and we had since the Masechta, there's different times when, different shito, when you begin mentioning Mashgiruach or Negeshem, but then the Mishnah said in the middle, Ein Shul Negeshamim El Samach L'Gshamim. We're only Shoel L'Gshamim, Samach L'Gshamim. Now, simple pshat, Shoel is usually to say, B'tein Talam Matar, that's what it is. Samach L'Gshamim would be close to the time when it's necessary. That would be the simple pshat. So let's see back in the Gemara. So ancient Tulin is Shemakulai, Savaru Shayla Baskarakata Meltis. They thought in the base medrash that Sha'ela, as used in our Mishnah, means Haskara. In other words, and I saw in one of the Farshim where there's like in one of the Gemaras they were saying, because the Mishnah before mentions Haskara, afterwards it mentions Haskara, and then in the middle it has Ain Sholin, so it was also Haskara. So they thought that it means that we only mention the Geshamim near the time that we need the Geshamim. So Mantana, if that's the case, which Tana is reflected in that line in the Mishnah? Now the Gemara takes it that the Zman of the Geshamim is right after Sukkot. So assuming that, so the Pshat in the Mishnah, with that line in the Mishnah would be that I'm only Mazkir, Mashgiruach, and Geshem, some of the time that the Kshamim that I need that come down, which is right after Sukkot. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Shuhi, the Amar Mishat Hanakato. So Rava says, Lechoram, it's like Tan Rabbi Yeshua. And it's not clear why he quotes Rabbi Yeshua from the Brisa, because we had Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. It says, Miyom Tabak on Shalchag, Shananakato, that we mentioned Mashbaruch Negeshem on Shmini Atzeret, after we put down a lulav on Sukkot. So it means that, so we're mentioning it right near the time that we need the Geshem. We need the Geshem, we have the Sukkot. Lechor, that line would be like Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, I feel the same of Reb Lazar. You can even say that that line of Mishnah reflects the opinion of the time of Reb Lezer. Remember, Reb Lezer says, you'll mention more to Geshem on the first day of Sukkot. He says, She'el Chud Bahaskar Lachud. So now the Gemara is pulling away from its original understanding. So there's a difference between She'el and Haskara. She'el means to ask for the rain. And Haskara means to just praise Hashem that he's able to give the rain. Others say the conversation went like this. Lema, turn page on the top line of the days. Rabbi Yeshua, should we say that line of the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Mishnah Anachato? He says that we mentioned Mashmuruch Geshem, on Shmini Atzeret. So it's like the Zaman of the Kshamim. Amar Rava, appeal to him, Rabbi Lezer, Shkei Lachud Bahaskar Lachud. So Rabbi says, no, we can be like Rabbi Lezer, and we can say there's a difference between She'ela and Haskara. And so according to that pshat, so it means the Haskara I'm going to do on the first day of Sukkot. And the Sheila, that could be a later point in time. We don't know when the Sheila would be. It could be like the next mission is going to learn, could be the third of Mar Cheshvan, could be the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, or it could be right after Sukkot. But they don't have to be at the same time. They're not at the same time. Yeah, so the first that we're saying in Sholem Shamim, that we only, surely means we're only masking the Kshamim, samach to the time of the Kshamim. So that's saying, we thought initially it's like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's on Shmini Atzeret. That's when so we're masking the Kshamim. So you say, no, it could even be like the time of Reb Lezer, who holds that we're masking on the first day of Yom Tov. And when it says Sholim, it doesn't mean to be masking, it means that we're going to ask for the Kshamim. We're going to say B'tein Talamatar. No. In other words, the first way before, we were saying, it could come close to it. The first way we were saying before, when it says Ein Sholin, it means Ein Maskirin. So Ein Maskirin is the Samach L'Kshamin. We're only getting Maskir close to the time that we need the Kshamin. So in Achinam, you may ask also, but it's all going to come like together, right? So it's, it'll be bang, bang, bang. So I'll Maskir, and then maybe the next day I'll ask for it. So it's all together. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe it means the Shalom is Lachud and Azkara is Lachud, and they're both on a different track. We're going to come into the Gemara. Wait another 20 lines will come, okay? But the idea of mentioning is to say that Hashem has the Koach, that we're praising you, Hashem. We know you are the only one with this Koach to bring down Geshem. We're just mocked here. Oh, just wait 20 lines will come. Wait 20 lines will come, okay? I need everybody to mute themselves. Somebody is not muted and is making a lot of noise, okay? All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now we're going to hear a lot of Shito tonight, which are not the way we do up here, Lacha, okay? So everybody's got to chill out. We're going to have different times to ask for Geshem, different times to Mazkir Geshem. But you just, this is the Gemara is explaining. Now, the Yudo Mer over lifting a table. So in the Mishnah, which you had on Sunday, so the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, and we learned it's really Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shuban Borcha. He says that on Shmini Atzeret, the Baal Shachar, during Shacharis, we won't mention Geshem, and then during Musaf we will, right? When there was a Musaf, we're going to have to do this Geshem, and then on the first day of Pesach, it's just the opposite. In Shacharis, we're going to say Mashiruch Rana Geshem, and then the Baal Musaf is not going to mention it. He's going to mention Tal in his Chazar Sashatz. And we went through the difference between the way Sephardim and Ashkenazim do it. I went over it last night. Okay, let's take a look. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, so Ramin, who, so in this we pose a contradiction between the statement of Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah on that base, and the Mishnah you're going to have tomorrow night. Admatai Sholin and Agashami means at which point do we ask for, to what point do we ask for Geshem? In other words, how long, in other words, we ask for Geshem in the winter, up to what point do we ask for Geshem? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anshia Bora Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda says till Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir says till Nisan is over. So right now we think that the Hazkara and the She'ela go hand in glove. We think, in other words, if we're mentioning Geshem, we should be asking for Geshem. And if we're not mentioning Geshem, we shouldn't be asking for it. That's what we think. Now, in our Mishnah, we learned that on the first day of Pesach, according to the Tanna of Yehuda, once you get to the Baal Musaf, he's not mentioning Geshem anymore, right? So in other words, like the switch is going off. At Musaf, the switch for mentioning Geshem is going off. Yet, in the Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shibur Pesach, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda holds during Chol HaMoed, you'll still continue to ask for Geshem. Everybody got this? Everybody looking blank? Everybody, okay. So let's take a look back in Rashi on the fourth white line. Ad Shibur Pesach, Yamin and Klochol Shaloi, B'tain Talamatar. According to Tan Rabbi Yehuda, every day you're in Chol HaMoed, you'll say, B'tain Talamatar, Pesach. So that's the stira. So back in the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista Lo Kasha. So Rav Chista says there's no contradiction between the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah and the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in tomorrow's Mishnah. It says, Kan L'shol, Kan L'hazkir. So now the Gemara is like moving away. We thought that they both rise and fall together. If I'm asking Geshem, I'm asking for Geshem. Not asking Geshem, I'm not asking for Geshem. He says, Mishal Shayil Ba'azkil, he can continue asking for Geshem, L'hazkir B'yom Tavrishon Pasik. But in terms of mentioning Geshem, he's going to pull the plugs out on the first day of Yantid. So again, so we think the pshat is that according to Tan Rabbi Yehuda, on the first day of Yantid Pesach, when the Shlis Sibur gets to Musaf, he's going to stop saying more to Geshem. But everybody will still continue to ask for Geshem on Chol HaMoed. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Had Rav Chista Kashik, Kachomitza Shinayim, Kachashan Leinayim. Rav Chista's Hezber is like vinegar on teeth and smoke to the eyes, which means not so good. He says, Umab makom sheno shoel mazkir. We see, and this is touching on what you were asking about, Robert, we'll flesh out more, that in a place when you're on the upswing, before you begin asking for Geshem, you're mazkir Geshem. In other words, the idea is the Haskara is a type of ritzui before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, before I ask Hashem to give Geshem, there's like a type of ritzui to say that you Hashem, I recognize that you Hashem have a call to bring Geshem. And then afterwards, after I've done that, then I ask for Geshem. So he says, when I don't ask for Geshem, I'm Mazkir. If I'm asking for Geshem, certainly I should be mentioning Geshem. In other words, Hazkara is like the foundation for the request. In other words, that's the sign of Kwanan. So first I do the Hazkara, then I do the Shela. It can't be that I have a pshat, the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda saying, I'll stop being mazkir Geshem and I'll be asking for Geshem. That's what the Gemara says. So Ella Amar Ula, so delete that Hezber. That Hezber delete. So Ella Amar Ula, trade Tanoi, leave with Rabbi Yehuda. So Ula says, you're right. We have to say there are two Tanoim within the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Two Tanoim disagree, but what Rabbi Yehuda says. So our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that you'll stop saying Geshem on the first day of Pesach, and you stop being maskier and you stop asking for it. They go hand in glove, right? But the other pshat says that Rabbi Yehuda says that you'll ask for it the whole day, a whole Pesach. Presumably, he holds that you'll also be maskier Geshem the whole Pesach. That's what we think. All right, that's one Hezber. Rabbi Yosef Amar, this is two lines before it gets wide on Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Yosef Amar, my Ad Shavura Pesach. Now, we assumed that the pshat was in the Mishnah tomorrow's daf. It says, Matai Shalom and Shalom, Rav Yudomir Ad Shavura Pesach. We thought that meant until the end of Pesach. Until Pesach passes, he's going to ask for Geshem. That's what we thought it meant. So Rav Yosef Amar, my Ad Shavura Pesach, Ad Shavura Shetzibur Rishon, Hayorei Biyon Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. It doesn't mean Ad Shi'avur Pesach that Pesach passes. Ad Shi'avur Pesach means the Shlitzibur comes down on the first day of Pesach. That's what Ad Shi'avur Pesach means. So Ad Shi'avur Pesach means Ad Shi'avur Shlitzibur Rishon Yerabiyom Tov Rishon Pesach. It means you'll ask for Geshem through Shachris of the first day Yantiv of Pesach. That's what he's saying. Again. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says you'll be masked. No, but that, Let's go. In the first Mishnah Daf Beis, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're master Geshem through chakras of the first Ayantim. Then in the Mishnah Daf Hei, the Tanah Rabbi Yehuda says that you're Bishoel Geshem Ad Sheyavur HaPesach. The Gemara says that doesn't mean that you're going to ask for Geshem until Pesach passes. That's not what Ad Sheyavur HaPesach means. Ad Sheyavur HaPesach means until the Shlich Tzibur is over Lefnei HaTeva on the first Ayantim of Pesach. That's right. So let's take a look. He says, Ad Shibur Shlich Tzibur Rishon, Yorei Biyom Tov Rishon Shepesach. So until then, so in other words, so everything will go hand in glove. But up until then, and then that ends it. So then we're good. So that's what, now that's what Rabbi Yosef says. Now we know Abaye, remember, he's a Talmid of Rabbi Yosef and a Talmid of Rabba. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Rabbi Yosef, Shel Biyom Tov Mi'ika. That's nice, but do we ask for rain on the first day of Pesach? In other words, he's saying, the she'ela, I'm going to ask for rain through the first day of the Pesach. Do we ask for rain on Yontiv? In other words, we don't say Birkas Hashanim on Yontiv. He says, Amar Leis, Rabbi Yosef says to him, in. Yeah, we do. How? He says, Shoel Maturgaman. The Maturgaman is the person who translates Psukim during Kriyas HaTorah, or if somebody's giving a drasha, he gets up and he gives a hesper in the drasha. So the Gemara thinks, the way Rabbi Yochananel has it, that the Maturgaman, if you look in Rabbi Yochananel, and that's in the right-hand column, he says, it's around 20 lines down, Rabbi Yochananel, he says, L'ficha chamar efshar luhu l'shael ba'arv b'shach rishal yom tov, yiratzol b'fnecha shem lokenu, sh'tein tal matar al panei ha'adamo. That he, the Maturgaman, would make this type of request, you know, to give tal matar. And then, other pshatim want to say, let's look at Rashi, he says, so I'm going to say that he'll actually say a bracha. Let me see. We have bracha. He says, one second. Where are you now? Where are you looking? In the Rashi, no, I'm looking at Rashi. I'm looking in Rabbeinu Gershom. One second. Anyway, the point is, he says, yeah. So right. So like Yosef was saying, so Rashi, Dibur Matil, Amalei in Shel the Maturgam, with Rashi Shdorei Shomer, Yirkat Shel Levadai. He would say a bracha by itself. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. So the Gemara says in the second one line, but he Maturgaman Shuvah Dabar Shom Serfet Tzibur. Does it make sense that the Maturgaman would ask for something that the tzibur is already a stop from asking for? So he says that, so Elamath Barthik and Ula. So the Gemara says it's clear the way Ula said it. So the clearest explanation the Gemara has so far, Ula's Hezber was, is Treitanai Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Two versions about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. One version holds that everything is going till after Pesach, and one, everything stops on the first day Yantim. Okay, now, let me just do a little few more lines and then I will pause, okay? Now, on the line three, the third wide line on Dalet Amud Beis, Rabba Amar, Mayat Shavur Pesach, Rabba has a different Hezber. Again, we're dealing with the Stira that in the Mishnah Daf Beis, the Tan Rabbi Yehuda says on the first day Yantim Pesach, you're going to stop asking Mashbrook or Geshem. But in the Mishnah on Daf Hei, the Yehuda says you're going to ask Geshem until Pesach is over with. So he says, Rabba Amar, Mayat Shavur Pesach, Ad Shavur Zman Shchita Pesach. He says, until the time for Shchita's Pesach passes, he means, as much as Pesach is Chatzot on Erev Pesach. So you'll ask for Geshem up until Chatzot on Erev Pesach. After Chatzot Erev Pesach, then you won't ask for Geshem anymore. That's what I was thinking. So he says, Uchilato Kain Sofo. And then, so we have this period of time where we're asking for Geshem, and this will mirror like the beginning of the period. Matchilato Maskir Avdishin Oshoel. Just like on the upswing, in Sukkot, is a period of time when you are Mazkir, you mention Geshem, even though you don't ask for Geshem, right? That's the period we're in right now, here in Kisaretz. So we're Mazkir Geshem, and we're not going to ask for Geshem until December 4th and 5th. And in Eretz Israel, they waited until Zion Mar Cheshvan. He says, Av Sofo Mazkir Av Pishin Oshoel. So too, at the tail end, you're going to mention Geshem, there'll be a period a mincha on Erev Pesach, well, I'll say Mashruch on a Geshem, but I won't ask for it anymore. So there's a period. It's like they're both mirror one another. So Amalei Abaye, so we said Abaye had two Rebbeim, he said Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, now it's Rabba, and Rabba was his uncle as well. So Amalei Abaye, Yishleimetzchila to Mazkir. So Abaye says, I understand in the beginning, he would be Mazkir, even though he doesn't ask for rain. Maskara Nama Ritzu Sheli. Maskara is like a type of Ritzu, a propitiation of Hashem, that he'll be more susceptible to our Sheela. I mean, it really means that we will, you know, I mean, not that Hashem is like, you know, in other words, the idea is that we're impacted in our minds that Hashem is the only one who has the koach to give Geshem. And because we approach the tefillah that way, then he'll hopefully grant the Geshem. El Sofo, my Rusu Sheli, Eko. In other words, yeah, the innocent is a mirror image, but the mirror image doesn't make sense at the tail end of it. It doesn't make sense. I stop asking for rain, and then I'm still maskier that you have the koach with Geshem. Rather, it's clear the way Ula said, which is that there's two versions about what Rabbi Yehuda held. Okay? So let's just pause this, breathe for 30 seconds and get our breath. So the thrust of this was the steer between our Mishnah on Daf Beis and Mishnah on Daf Hei within the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And on Daf Beis, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is switch off on Shmini Atzeret on the first day of Pesach with Masha Baruch and Geshem. And then on Daf Hey, he says that we're going to ask for Geshem Adchi Avor Pesach till Pesach is completed. So it doesn't make sense that he holds that I stop saying Mashu Ruach Geshem on the first day Yantiv, and then I continue asking Geshem during Chol HaMoed. That's what the Gemara is bothered with. That's the Stira. So the Gemara ends up saying that it's Trei Tanai Alibid the Rebbe Yehuda. It's two versions about what Rebbe Yehuda said. And in other words, indeed, Rebbe Yehuda holds, we think, that the Haskar and the Shele go hand in glove, but the one that holds that he asks during Pesach is going to hold that you'd be masked during Pesach as well. And the other one holds not that way. All right? Everybody? You see the Mishnah here? I don't see that's where I mentioned there. Okay, well, it just takes 2 seconds to look. It's four lines on the Hamad Adam. Okay? All right, now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Now, any questions? I'll keep Fern there. Okay, let me hear Fern go.
Yes, when we said yesterday that the Tal is coming anyway, we don't ask. That's why Ashkenazim don't necessarily say Morid HaTal. Why do we say V'tang Tal U'matar? We're asking for both in one in the Yemot HaGeshamim when we want the Geshem.
So you could say in Achinami, like the Tal, why do Sfardim say Morid HaTal in the summer? Same question, right? Right.
I'm asking from the perspective of...
I'm saying for Sephardim, it's the same question, right? Why do they say Morid HaTal in the summer? Right? Right? I'm asking, right, Fern? And so in Achinami, I think it's like a throw-in, you know? It's not the key. All right.
And when we're saying Teng Bracha Pnei Ha'adama, what are we asking for?
Everything should be good for the crops. Whatever is good for the crops, you should give that bracha Hashem. Whatever the crops need, you give it to them. All right. Now let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Abasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lach Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and so Rashi says, or on fifth wide line, the Amar overlifting a teva. In other words, it follows Rabbi Yehuda that we begin asking or begin mentioning Geshem on Shmini Atzeret at Musa. So let's see back in the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Zeir Rabasi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? That in other words, we begin mentioning Geshem on Shmini Atzeret. Batnan, we learn in the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud, B'shloshav Mar Cheshvan Sholin and Shamim. On the third day of Mar Cheshvan, we begin asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Amir B'Shivavo. Rabbi Gamliel says on Zion, Mar Cheshvan, we've been asking for rain. But Amar Rabbi Lazar, this is the Amar Rabbi Lazar, that's Rabbi Lazar ben Padat. Amar Rabbi Lazar, halachic Rabbi Gamliel. Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara takes the day of a steer. If halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, that we ask for rain on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, we assume right now that they go hand in glove together. The Haskara and the She'ela should go together. He says, if you look at Rashi, it's the seventh wide line in Rashi. Halach Rabbi Gamliel, the Kesak Kadaita Makum Shoel Maskir at the Mishnah to come on. That's what we think. So the theory is, how could Rabbi Yochanan say the Halach of Rabbi Yehuda that we that the Haskara is on Shmini Atzeret, when the Lacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, that we begin asking for Geshem on Zion Mar Cheshvan. They should both be on the same date. That's what we think. Now, why is there even a stira? In other words, the Gemara takes it as a stira. One's a statement from Rabbi Yochanan, one's a statement from Lazar. So I saw in Masifta they quoted that Rabbi Lazar is usually quoting Rabbi Yochanan when he says these things. So the Gemara thinks a stira. So Amalei, Gabra Karamit. What type of question? He's asking a stira from two different people. Rabbi Yochanan passing one way, Rabbi Lazar passing another way. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan isn't passing like that, Mishnah. Ibayinema, or else I could say, Lokasha, Kanashol, or else I could say that the not rising and falling together, there's a difference between when we're going to mention Geshem and we're going to be asking for Geshem. So is that true? But the Gemara says, "V'am Rabbi Yochanan, v'makom sheshoel maskir." But Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever he's asking, he mentions Geshem. Ahula hafsaka itmar. The Gemara says that's talking about when you're turning off the spout at the end, like when you want to stop saying asking for matar, so you stop saying mashvurukun Geshem. But Rabbi Yochanan also says, if you begin being maskir Geshem, then you begin asking for Geshem. Pasak min shol, you stop asking for Geshem, posek min haskir. So then that really does not work out. So within Rabbi Yochanan, to say that there's staggered, it's not staggered according to Rabbi Yochanan. So scratch that hezber. El lokasha halan halahu. So the Gemara says, the two statements can be reconciled. One is talking about Bavel. We have one date, Zion Mar Cheshvan, and the other date on Shmini Atzeret. So Halan, the Gemara takes it that in Bavel, they'll begin to be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they'll begin to be Mazkir Geshem and asking for Geshem on Zion Mar Cheshvan, in Bavel. He says, Halahu, but in Eretz Israel, they'll begin to be Mazkir and begin to ask on Shmini Atzeret, and then follow Shmini Atzeret. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishanon zidan ditlan peirei bedabra." So why is it that we in Babel delay to Zion Mar Cheshvan? Because we have the produce out in the fields, so we don't want to mention rain or ask for rain until we've harvested all the crops. It says, "Ladidhu nami itluhu ole regalim," but in Eretz Israel, yeah, the people are making Ali LaRegel. They also need good weather for the Olin Regel to get home. So the Gemara says, Hika Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mizman Shein Ben Mikdash Keyam. When Rabbi Yochanan gave this Hezber, or to say that one place is Zion Mar Cheshvan and one in Bavel and the other place is on Shmini Atzeret, he was talking about a time when the base of Mikdash is not standing anymore. So the Gemara, so in other words, there's a difference between when the base of Mikdash stood and when it isn't standing. Now the base is not standing. Not what about Oli Regalim? So the Gemara says, Hashtat Lahachi, now that you arrived at that point, there must be the base of Mikdash not standing. It's a different protocol. Hava Haladidu. He says, we could say that everything is talking about Eretz Yisrael, Zion Mar Cheshvan, and Shmini Atzeret. Lo Kasha, Tam Bisman Shmini Atzeret. So when the base of Mikdash stood, that's Zion Mar Cheshvan, and that's for also to be Mazkir Geshem on Zion Mar Cheshvan. When he says Shmini Atzeret, and then presumably right away you'll do the you'll ask for the Geshem, that's when the base mesh is standing. Okay, so let me just pause for a second. So the way the Gemara leaves it now, from this Gemara, it sounds like that you begin asking for Geshem in Chutz La'aretz on Zion Mar Cheshvan. That's the way it sounds like from here, which is not the way we hold our halakha. But now, let me just do a few more lines of the Gemara, and then we'll take time, whatever we can do. Rananda Ilan Tre Yome. So the Gemara says, we in Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days of Yantav on Shmini Atzeret. How do we conduct ourselves on Shmini Atzeret? It means each day, the first day of Shmini Atzeret could be the seventh day of Pesach, and the seventh day of Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day could be, or the ninth day, the eighth day could be the seventh day of Pesach, or might be the eighth day, and the ninth day could be the eighth day, or it could be the ninth day. We don't know. We have Sfeik of the Yomer. So Amarav, Machil B'Musafin, so Rav says, in Musaf, on Shmini Atzeret, you begin asking for Geshem, who posek the mincha arvid v'shachrit, and then at mincha ma'ariv and shachris you stop saying it, but chozer b'musafin. Then you go back in the second musaf on the second day, and you ask for it again, and then you're good. Amar lehu Shmuel. So Shmuel said to Pamidim, the base medrash, who told him this, kuku v'imru l'Abba, go out and tell Abba. Abba is either Rav's first name or it's an honorific. He says, Like, how are you doing this? Like, one statement, if you're saying that I'm going to say Mashruch Gashem, then saying today is really Yantiv. But then by pulling it away, I'm saying maybe it's really not Yantiv. So he says, Ela Mar Shmuel, Bachil Musafin, Uva Mincha. So Shmuel says, you'll begin at Musaf, you'll say Morde Gashem. And then at Mincha, you'll also say Morde Gashem, who posts the Arvit Meshachar. But then at Mariv on the following night, you'll leave it out. On a Shachar is the next day, you leave it out. Because you mark a little bit Musaf. And then you go back and begin Musaf again. Now, on Haman Al, top line, Rabba Amar, he must just feel Shemina Posek. Rabba says, no. Once you begin saying more to Gashem, you don't stop. But Hinam Rav Sheshet, he must just feel Shemina Posek. Rav Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav, who's the one who said, you'll say to Musaf, then you'll skip till the next day Musaf, he retracted his position. The Amar Rav Kanelam Rav, Mona Esrim Bechad Yom, that Rav said, you count 21 days, means beginning with the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So 21 days would take you through Hoshana Rabbah. He says, just like you count the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and then the next day on Shemina Tzer, you begin. And that's all I thought we do today. Now, let me just do this really quickly. What? Yeah, once we start, we don't stop. Now, I don't have a lot of time for this, but there's a big discussion about when we should say Mori to Geshem. So here in Chutz La'aretz, we'll come to see later on the Gemara. The Gemara learns that we do it in Bavel. The Gemara says Shishim Yom Achar Tkufat Tishrei. It means in Bavel. The Gemara learns in Eretz Israel they begin on Zayin Mar Cheshvan, but in Bavel they do from 60 days after Tkufat Tishrei. Tkufat Tishrei is like the vernal equinox. So that would be like November 22nd. So the way they translate it out is on the Julian calendar, and there was this sheet in the Gemara of Rav Ada Bar Abba. He holds that a year is 365 and a quarter days. So we're converting from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, because it's about to be December 4th or 5th. But there's a bigger question. Why should we begin asking for Geshem on December 4th and 5th, with a lot of different countries, and different countries need rain at different times, and it's even more pronounced if you're in the southern hemisphere. Let's say I'm in South America or Australia, everything's punctilcaired. So why should I ask for rain on December 4th or 5th if I'm in Australia?
No,
you're asking for rain where you are. If you're doing like Israel, we'd all begin on the same date, right? Right, so obviously we're not doing like this. Okay, so we're asking for ourselves. Let's try this again. Ask it again. Ask me the question again. All right. Okay. Are you ready for the answer? We're not. Mashmiruch Negeshem is everyone, but Pain Talamantar is what I'm telling you about. The Talamantar, we're asking for our own countries, our own locality. Anyway, so I got to run because late from Arif, it was a big chew from the rush. He was in Spain and they had a whole drought. And on Pesach, he ended up writing a tshuva on Kol Moed Pesach to tell people not to stop saying Tein Talam Atar. He felt that they should go on till Shavuos. And there's more to explain. So, No. That isn't what I just said. You aren't listening. It says the 7th, 4th, and 5th was taken from Bavel. That's what Tamid in Bavel. Bavel became representative for all places outside of Israel. Okay, I got to end up with this here for the day. Okay, don't forget. Okay,
so what's the real answer?
That's the best answer I have for you now. Okay, one second.